Manchester City will look to bounce back from dropping their first points of the season when they take on Everton in the lunchtime kickoff. City boss Roberto Mancini will be wary of the Merseysiders, who did the double over his team last season. So same again this year, Everton manager David Moyes has a clear game plan in mind.
We have to find a way of stopping Manchester City. Let's not kid ourselves on that it's a case of saying let's go there and let's completely outplay them, because no, that's why you pay £30 million for players, but we don't have that at this present time. But that was the same last year. We won the two games last year. We were still sort of there to say we're going to have to try and stop Manchester City, but at our own time, try and play our own stuff and hurt them when we can.
Bolton's only points this season remain the three they picked up on their opening day victory against Queen's Park Rangers. They travel to the Emirates to take on an Arsenal side who are still trying to kickstart their campaign after Saturday's loss to Blackburn, which left them languishing near the foot of the table. Arsene Wenger admits he is concerned with just how far his side are falling behind their rivals.
Of course, I'm worried. I would be absolutely... not realistic not to be worried when you have a team like Man United with 11 points in front of you. But the only thing we can do is to focus on our performances and try to win our games and hope that they will drop some points at some stage. But at the moment, for us, we have to be realistic. Let's not look too much at Man United, but let's win our next game.
Chelsea will be looking for a response to their 3-1 defeat at Old Trafford, a match in which their manager believes they deserve to have gotten more from. Their opponent Swansea finally got their first win in the Premier League against West Brom last weekend. This match sees Brendan Rodgers return to a club where he held a coaching role before going into management himself, and Chelsea boss Andre Villas-Boas is full of praise of the job Rodgers is currently doing at the newly promoted club.
When you try to implement a philosophy like Brendan is trying to do, there is a dignity in the path that he chooses, because it's a difficult path for a team who needs points. So he privileges good football and football well played and attacking football. And this is something that has immense value to me.
Liverpool and Wolves face each other at Anfield with identical records thus far, both sides having won 2, drawn 1 and lost 2. Liverpool's defeats were suffered in their last 2 matches, but they're hoping for a timely boost with captain Steven Gerrard on the brink of a return to the Premier League, having made a brief midweek appearance in the Carling Cup. They've conceded 8 goals in their first 2 matches, but Tottenham finally managed to stop the rot in their last 2 games, keeping clean sheets against Wolves and Liverpool last week with an impressive 4-0 victory. Tottenham travelled to Wigan, who are unbeaten at home so far, but are now without striker Hugo Rodallega. His knee injury is expected to keep him out for up to a month. Champions Manchester United take their 100% record to Stoke. Tony Pulis's side are 5th after a solid start to the season, but Stoke's defence is likely to be tested to the limit by the league leader's free-flowing form of football, which has seen them score 21 goals already. Alex Ferguson is relishing the trip to the Britannia Stadium, where he expects his side to face a stern test.
You see the progress that the team is making now is signing 2 or 3 players in the summer. They're having a right goal. They're in European football. Every game they try to win. It's a great attitude they've got in their team. Their support's brilliant. I love the atmosphere there, because it does make players play. If you don't attend to that atmosphere at their stadium, you're just getting engulfed by them. So you have to perform to get a result.
Fulham and West Brom meet at the Hawthorns after both clubs endured Carling Cup exits after extra time this week. For Roy Hodgson, it'll be the first time he faces his former club since leaving Craven Cottage in June last year. Fulham are still looking for their first win of the season.